Welcome to Spiritually Raw. We expose and explore controversial truths, myths, and theories surrounding the spirit world. Guests include QAnon experts, investigators, debunkers, and skeptics of the supernatural, unexplained, and flat-out unimaginable. Content discussed on this show is not necessarily the opinion of the cast of Spiritually Raw, and topics quite often are for mature audiences only. This show is not intended to replace any medical, financial, or legal advice, and is for entertainment purposes only. So sit back, relax, and enjoy the ride. Hey everybody, how are you? This is Jay Matta, and I'm here today to introduce you to Ascended Masters. This is so cool. It's a one-of-a-kind video service directory where you can browse, select, and ascend for the things you're looking for, whether that be courses, products, services, you know, whatever that may be, books. You know, you can actually look and watch a video that's going to describe the products and services that you're looking for. It's very cool. Let me give you an example of how this works. But before I do that, I want to really let you know why we called it Ascended Masters. There's so many awesome people out there that are coming forth. I mean, they are really giving a lot of themselves. They're sacrificing a lot of their lives to really share with us the information that they have been tapped in and tuned in to be able to deliver to us. Yes. So what we've done is we personally feel that they are the embodiment of the ascended masters of our lifetime. They're the new ascended masters. They're the ones that are our ascended masters. They're there to help us in this journey called life. There is nobody that can dispute that things are very different right now. There's nobody that can dispute that, you know, the way we manifest things, whether that be good or bad, it happens so fast. And there's a lot of really amazing spiritual energy. And with the right teachers, with the right programs, with the right direction, you know, we can really harness this regardless of what people think of the outlook in life. We can really harness a lot of these things in our favor right now. Let me show you how the Ascended Masters program works. It's so simple, everybody. Okay, so here you go. This is the homepage right here and featured services. These are some videos that are on here. You can meet the masters. Okay, here's a quick video that describes what it is. Now, here's the categories right here. This is really cool. So you may be looking for a session, a reading, a course, some coaching, products, entertainment, books, conscious business growth. Conscious business growth is a really cool category. And that's for those of you entrepreneurs out there that are looking for resources to help you with your business, whether that be technically, whether that be marketing wise. So there's going to be some great resources right there for you. I do want to go to courses because that's a popular one right now that people are jumping on. But simply click on something like that, courses, right? You're going to see the different course creators that are on here. Okay. We're on here. Maria's on here. Sean's on there. This is a really cool one. Mark Atwood did. Simply all you got to do is click on the video below and watch a very brief video of that person that describes what it is they've created, how it's going to benefit you, what your results that they think is going to be like, and where you can go ahead and get it, right? So it's really awesome. We've cut down all the stuff for you. So if you're ready in that place in your life and you say, hey, I need something, I need to be able to have a breakthrough in my life, I need someone to handhold me, then click on one of these videos there. This takes so much of that research out of the way for you. It's incredible. So within 5 to 7 minutes, you're gonna click on a video and you're gonna find out if that video is for you. Okay, you're going to find out if you connect with that person. You're going to find out, does this person fit into my plans? Am I part of their soul tribe? Are they going to help me in my journey called life? And you'll know that very quickly by visiting ascendedmasters.store. So enjoy the site, everybody. It's super cool. There's going to be a lot more videos that we're going to be adding on. You're literally going to see them happen daily. Okay, so ascendedmasters.store. Enjoy it. Please share it. Thank you very much. And also, too, if you would like to become an Ascended Master, a part of the program here, and have your products or services listed, just simply click on the link below, or you can email us in the description below for more information. Much love. Thank you very much. And we will see you all next time. Hello, everybody. How are you? And welcome to Spiritually Raw. Thank you so much for your energy exchange with us today. And as always, we hope you woke to the most miracle morning and are also having the most fortunate day today. So have you ever met an angel? Well, you're about to. Joan of Angels is here with us today as our featured guest. So you're going to learn more about Joan. And she's glowing, an angel. Look too. At her.
If that's not a real life angel, I do not know what is.
Don't know what to tell you, but
You're seeing what I'm seeing. That's an angel right there. We're going to get into Joan in just a second. So we want to let you know and thank you, everybody, for staying connected with us, subscribing to the channel. Remember, all the descriptions to where you can get a hold of us are going to be in the links below. This episode in its entirety at spirituallyraw.live, completely uncensored. The Telegram link is in there below, so you can stay connected with us that way. And, you know, when we do get great angels on, like Joan, yes?
Of course.
Don't, and then I know you already watched the Ascended Masters commercial, and thanks for that. There's been a lot of you inquiring about that. So remember, if you think that, hey, you'd like to have, you know, your services on Ascended Masters, just in the description below, the email will be there. Just reach out to us. Let's talk about it, see what it is that you're...
And Joan's on there.
Joan's on there, yeah, that's right, yeah. And we're going to get to that in just a minute, but thanks for everybody for that. And remember, if you are not, if you haven't already checked out the featured Ascended Masters on Ascended Master Store, you really should, because in 5 to 7 minutes, you're going to get what you need to know about, you know, who they are, what it is their gift is, and how they're going to be a benefit to you. Saves you a ton of time, so how am I doing on that?
Very good. Just one thing, if you don't mind, we would greatly appreciate if you could take one split second from wherever you're watching and hit the like button, the notification bell, and please do subscribe so you never miss a show. And with that said, let's introduce the beautiful Joan of Angels. And I love your background. It suits you perfectly. I love it. Okay, so Joan of Angels, she is an intuitive guide. She's an oracle, a spiritual luminary. She's also the host of Step Into the Miraculous. She's a best-selling author and visionary artist known for the messages and art that she channels. You are truly a beautiful artist. Joan of Angels provides soul awakened guidance and activations, as well as intuition and life purpose training programs to assist you to develop your skin skills, align your body, mind, spirit for mastery. In 2013, she was guided to paint 33 angels in 30 days, thus launching her work as an artist and a channel for these divine beings to assist in humanity. Make sure to check out Joan's link. It's right there on the screen, joanofangels.com, and receive her free ebook, The 5-Minute Guide to Fulfilling Your True Calling. Welcome, Joan.
This is so exciting to be here.
We're so happy.
This is really great.
This is so much fun for us.
Well, you know what? I gotta just acknowledge something right out of the gates, because this is really powerful what you come out. And this is, I really want people to get this. Joan of Angels, like you have actually, you've given yourself that. And I think that's really good. You've given yourself that power, that connection, and let everybody know about it. I think more people need to take a look at what you're doing as a leadership example. So thanks for having the courage and conviction to do that. Tell us though, how you did come up and say, hey, I am going to now be known as Joan of Angels.
Well, it's a good thing you asked the question, because I was going to address that right away. I was called to start painting the angels Halloween 2013. So it's coming up now, my anniversary on that. And it was such a powerful calling. And it was so strong that ultimately I just threw up my hands and said, yes. And I got into this state, you know, when you're totally listening to spirit, of a whoosh, like all, I was just in this state for 6 weeks of this painting. The art went up on the wall, and the book fell off the shelf that said, your call for angelic assistance has been heard. And I knew that from that moment on, they would continue to guide me if I said yes. So first I had to say yes, and then they would guide me. So it was quite interesting. And it's for our listeners, it's that yes. But it wasn't, and so I continued to paint, and I was called to the desert here, where, because they wanted me to hear and increase my connection. And in the desert, the silence is so profound, you can hear a pin drop a mile away practically. Okay. So the second day I was here, I had breakfast with an old friend who was introducing me to her friend who lived here. And the woman looked at me, and she just, we're in a busy, you know, breakfast place, a lot of noise. She looks at me and she says, well, what did you say your name was? And I, you could hear a pin drop then. It was like dead silence. I said, well, I'm Joan. And I started to say my last name, Hangarter. She said, and that silence went dead. And she said, I know who you are. You are Joan of Angels.
And
it was coming from an ancient voice, an ancient time. And, you know, my heart sang. But I will tell you the truth, you know, Jay and April, it took me many years to be able to sit here and radiate it and not be embarrassed or ashamed that somehow I, you know, it wasn't an easy, it's not like you go from one to the other. There's a preparation. There's a calling. There's a learning how to master who you are and what those skills mean and what, why you've been given those gifts. And so I've been in a state of really stepping in to this title, to this leadership, to this master soul that is with me. If that all makes sense.
It does. It does. So life before Joan of Angels, was there a trigger that said, okay, whoa, this is a new phase. I got to go to a new phase of my life now. Was there any trigger there that got you there?
Well, I have to tell you something. When I was 30 years old, I was shown a vision that I was here to heal and inspire millions of people. And I was with amazing goddess angel, and we were healing everyone who walked in front of us. So actually, I've had a vision my entire life of who I am, that I had these special gifts, and I'm here to heal and inspire, that I have a voice and a role. It was just getting the confidence and the courage to step up and to say yes. And honestly, this pandemic, they told me a year ago, you may be the only Joan of Angels today, but if you're not going to do your calling, there's other people waiting to take that lead.
Wow, that's fascinating.
Well, that'll get you moving.
So
it got me really moving.
Yeah. Like you're like, if you don't do it, your replacement will, kind of thing, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes, your replacement will do it, because the call doesn't go out to just you and I. It goes out to thousands, and many are called, but few, it's not few are chosen, it's few choose.
Right. That's a great way to look at it. Actually an excellent way to look at it.
Mm-hmm. And the ones who choose then are like you guys, spiritually evolved, we take on a responsibility of leadership. And then it's our calling, and we, you know, that's what we're here to do, to hold steady during these times. And I know that that's what I'm here to do. I teach people how to do this, because it's that important.
Tell us a bit about your views on the energies that are happening right now. I mean, there's just a lot of moving parts being thrown around to people as far as what isn't, you know, third dimensional, five. What is your view on it, where we're at right now energetically? Are we in a, how you say it, like a split? Split? Mm-hmm. Are we in a split of sorts, or is it just a way of, where just everybody's tapping into this energy and they're just going for a ride? Like, where are you at with all this?
You know, it's so interesting. Last night I was reading something from Dolores Cannon. I'm preparing a presentation for next week. And she was talking about the two Earths and how the two Earths are going to split. Mm-hmm. And we can feel that there is an ascension process going on. We are speeding up. Our vibrations are, because we're open to transformation. We're not stuck on a rigid concept, you know, that it has to be this way, or we have to do what we're told. We are sovereign, in a sense that when you know the truth about who you are and what's important for you, this is our grandest initiation ever. Okay. And these are the times for which we're called. So I believe that we are in a time where those who hear the call are going to follow that. And those who don't, it's not that anything bad will happen. They won't even know we're gone in that way. We won't even know it. There's a vibrational split. I used to say they were muggles and magical people. Now it's really exactly what you're seeing. And it is going to be a tough time for a while. You know, I'm not going to sugarcoat it. I've been talking on my lives about it. It's going to be a tough time. We have to get resilience inside.
Mm-hmm. It took you, like you just said, a while. It was a process to go through, to go from Joan to Joan of Angels. How did you start to do that, number one? Because that's like a big role. And then what suggestions can you have, or do you have, for others who want to step into their divinity, but they have that fear or that ego that's like, well, I'm not worthy of X, Y, or Z?
It's a great question. It reminds me of when I was first getting used to this name, Joan of Angels, and I had business cards written out, you know, and my daughter and I are shopping in Los Angeles, and we meet these people, you know, I'm a chatty type. And they said, what's your name? And I didn't, like, I was really kind of surprised. And I said, Joan of Angels. My daughter is standing there, and you could see her getting upset. It's like,
really mortified.
And afterwards she said, Mom, do you have to lead with that? It's the kind of thing, Mom, you could tell them about later on when they get to know you. So there really is a problem sometimes for us who are higher, you know, vibrational people. The rest of the world thinks we're kind of freaky or crazy for what we believe. And so the truth is to really settle in to knowing why you're here. Because once you know why you're here, like, I'm here to heal and inspire. You guys are here to uplift and train and shit, you know, you're leaders. And so when we know what our skills are, then we can gather around it. And, you know, it does take confidence. It's taken me 5 years. So what I have done is work with myself every day and connect to my higher guide, who I know is out there. For a while, I thought it was Joan of Arc. She's one of them, but even higher, mm-hmm. you know, high dimensional beings. And I feel this light expanding. And I do a game. I used to teach people how to feel your angels and do this event called Calling All Angels. And so I just really
can you share like a little bit of that? How do you feel your angels?
Well, this is great. We can do it. We can all do it together. Okay.
Let's do it.
Yeah, we can all do it together. And so I always like to rub my hands a bit to feel energy. Oh, guys, you're so cute. You know
what, I always forget to do this, too, and it's really so
you're the teacher here today. Valuable. Whatever you say, teacher.
Yeah, okay. So just closing our eyes for a minute. Guys, forgive us for closing our eyes, but I want you to imagine that behind you are two very, very beautiful angels behind each of you, okay? And as you breathe, I want you to bring your shoulders up and around, okay? Up and around. And I want you to remember that your shoulder blade, your scapula, another word for your scapula is wing. So we actually have wings. So as you're bringing up your shoulders, I want you to imagine now, and just your creative imagination, that those angels behind you are starting to pull out those wings. And they're starting to pull out those feathers and clean them off, those feathers that have been, you know, packed in dust and grime and oil and hidden. We're just going to start to pull them out gently. And as we're pulling them out and we're kind of cleaning them away off all that grime, I want you to just feel into what color they might feel like. I want you to feel them getting bigger and larger. Bring your shoulders back a little bit more. And then if you were in my workshop, we would be walking, I'd have you getting up and practicing what it feels like. And then we walk a little bit with those wings fluffed. And so it is.
So it is.
That is awesome. I love that. I feel like it made me,
What color were your wings?
Pink.
Were they?
Yeah.
Mine were
what color were yours, Jay?
Mine were like the color of the screen. The green screen.
And how big are they? How big are they?
Mine were like, shh.
I can see yours, love.
Thank you. I felt.
What about mine?
Forget about you right now. I felt. I felt taller, more statuesque. Like I felt really good.
Okay, and let's hear about Jay. How did you feel?
So I thought that was really great because I've never heard that before where like, you know, hey, you know, we've got angel wings and I have heard it, but I never really, nobody talks about it like that. And then the angel's actually pulling them out of you. Like, so you have someone helping you become your angel, you know, and that's pretty cool. I like that. And I think if people can connect with that, I love that. My color was definitely like a royal blue, like an intense blue.
I'm getting inspired. I like to do this event around Christmas, but here's the secret about that. So you said, how do I shine my light? So when I leave the house or I walk into a building, I've learned this the hard way. If I don't have my wings fluffed energetically, okay, which you realize it changes your whole stature.
Yeah, it totally does. Yeah, exactly.
You're radiant, so you can go anywhere now protected. And you'll find if you don't do that, you'll be much more vulnerable. I mean, honestly, I discovered that if I don't go with my wings fluffed, my confidence levels aren't even there. And when I do, I could walk into Starbucks and everyone's quiet. They don't even know what hit them. So I'm an undercover angel wherever I go.
I love that undercover angel. I did. I felt more secure.
You know what else is so great. So really cool about that is that it, whatever state of mind you're in, if you walk into a store, a meeting or whatever, and you just get the angel wings on, it immediately shifts your thought pattern. Mm-hmm. So wherever you were at, you're in a very different place within like a millisecond. And then you're right. Your confidence level goes up. Bring out the wings. Yeah. I like that.
Check that. I got it.
Undercover angel. Yeah. Remind us about the wings.
Wherever undercover angels. I like that.
Yeah. That's pretty cool. Thanks for sharing that with us. Hey, with all this stuff going around, we've all heard it, right? You know what I mean? Like, you know, people like, they're just like, hey, all this is going around. They're sending, they're calling false light workers you hear about. Can you tell us, like, from your wisdom, your knowledge, like, what should one be doing to use discernment during this time? Because there's a lot thrown at people right now. I mean, there's a lot like, do this. I mean, how does one even, or how do you share with the people that you're working with and how to use discernment, Joe?
Well, first of all, I'm really happy you asked that because it's really important now. The only truth meter is your own, okay? Because they are, when I say they, between the media, the political situation, the health people, there's sort of a consortium to kind of wipe out your individual thinking. Mm-hmm. It's a mass programming that's constantly coming out at us. So knowing that, okay, first of all, nothing can impact you when you're in those wings, okay, just so you know. Second of all, it's a matter of using discernment. Now, how do we do discernment? And that's what I teach on my class, my intuition class. I dedicate a whole session to the art of discernment, of how do you understand, and I could teach it so fast right here, but it's in the practice of it. I always look at everything on a scale of 1 to 10, okay? And I do it so often that I can see the meter immediately. So I can know, like I said, okay, on a scale of 1 to 10, how fun is it going to be on Spiritually Raw? And it was a 10 plus. Ding.
Yay.
Or I could say, on a scale of 1 to 10, how fun is it going to be to go down to that local store where everyone's, you know, wearing masks and you know what? And then it's, I can see my, you know, it goes down to here the other way. Mm-hmm. So that's the first quick. Everyone could do that. How do I really feel about things? Because when I said initiation time, that's what this is. There's no gray. There's only black and white now. And you need to know what black and white, where you are. Because remember, even if we're higher vibrational beings, we're still on a 3D planet. And it's our integrity. It's our light. It's our own inner truth. And so if you don't know what those are now and you're at effect, it's time to anchor in and get real now. Because that shift we're talking about is true. You can't get to the ascension if your baggage is full, you know, if it weighs too much, if that wheelbarrow is stuck.
Right. I think discernment is probably one of the hardest things for people to really grasp or act to do because there's so much trickery and it takes a lot of practice and it takes also working on yourself. So what, because you said I could show you real quick, what would you suggest, like simple steps that you could share with people right now to help them focus and get their discernment meter on track?
Yeah, and to feel like they can trust that meter.
Well, so that's the whole point of that class, by the way. It's how to trust your gut every time, because we're in tricky times. This is called our intuition, our gut, to be on high alert 24/7. You can call it a BS meter too, okay? It's a discernment meter, it's a BS meter.
Yeah.
I also call it a miracle meter because you can use it for anything. But it's the power of visualization, okay? I always have a horizontal line, like a scale. Here's the clock hand, 0, 10. I started this in my chiropractic practice years ago. I'd have AIDS patients and cancer patients coming in for treatment. And we would work on their test scores. So we had a visible way of seeing if it worked. And I would have them use that meter to show how healthy they were, how perfect their test scores were. However, we figured it out at the time. And they would start coming in to say, oh my God, Joan, my T cells are perfect. The doctor can't believe it. My white blood cells are good. The AIDS is in remission. The cancer is in remission. We did this by visualizing these perfect test scores. So it is possible.
That's great.
That is possible. Yes. I totally agree with you on that. I mean, the mind that we don't even tap into, you know, what's really there with it. You know, when you're working with people and they're going through, you know, this new phase of your life or this recent phase of your life, when you're working with people, how much of being a chiropractor do you bring into that or the knowledge of, or did you have to let a lot of that thinking go, retrain your mind, or was that really relevant to what you do today?
I was thinking about that yesterday. It is so relevant in everything that I do. I'm a healer. I have been a hands-on helping people align their body, mind, and spirit for success. I've even used sometimes the same terminology. For instance, I always had a sign in my every treatment room, expect a miracle. I tell people that. In fact, I've had shows expect a miracle. Mm-hmm. And I still talk about miracles. So there's that. But there's also the fact that for me, chiropractic was very intuitive. I used to tell my patients, you know, we would just chit chat. And then they'd say, Joan, how did you know I hurt there? And I didn't, my fingers knew. So I'm an intuitive, my fingers would know. And then I could start channeling for them. So in a lot, and in the end, I started to go to a lot of, and I still do some chiropractic. My favorite chiropractic is just hands-on healing. I can do it online. We can test me if we can do some chiropractic across the ethers. Wow. But I like to turn people onto their health. So the reason I talk about it at all now is that because of these new diseases and what's going on, it's imperative people get that health comes from within. Mm-hmm. And I'm committed to dismantling the industrial pharmaceutical medical complex.
Wow.
I'm committed to teaching people the truth about it, because as a chiropractor for 40 years, I suffered at the hands of all of those people. My patients would come in and say, well, my doctor poo-pooed you. My doctor says estrogen is safe. Well, thank you, God, now we know it's not. But all those years that they would go to the newspaper, you know, which would support the outrageous lies from the pharmaceutical companies, I would watch the statistics of people dying. So I'm a firm believer in self-care, self-nurturing, learning all the herbs, and I do it naturally. I'm totally against anything that causes side effects and deleterious effects. That's why I jumped on board with HempWorks. You know, I love things that are natural and good for us.
Yeah, for sure.
I mean, it's definitely a lifestyle change you have to make. What do you think about angels from your perspective, how you see them? Do you see them as like biblically people see them, or are they like the Palladians? How you say Palladians? Mm-hmm. Palladians, Anunnaki, you know what I mean? Are they the alien races, the galactic?
I've seen them all. I have seen them all. I have seen ETs, and I've seen angelic beings. I've seen ascended masters. And once I sat on the toe of God, okay?
Once you sat on the
toe of God.
How
does that happen, Joan of Angels?
It was the baby toe of God. Yeah. And it was in an ayahuasca ceremony. I do believe in using the plant medicine, you know, judiciously, but I was sat on the baby toe of God.
Did they at least manicure their toes before you sat on it?
Well, just so you know, okay, the belly of this God was so big. I couldn't see the face, but I felt secure knowing I had reached the toe.
You knew it was God. You knew it was God. Do you see it as like a mother, father, God, or is it father, God, mother, God, or a combination of both? How do you see it?
Well, this is kind of interesting. And for years I've seen it as a trilogy, mother, father, God. But I was trained in that. And it is true. I'm not actually sure why it still continues to resonate for me. So when I do my sessions with people, I always start with mother, father, God. We're here to release whatever. But, you know, I think we have interdimensional beings, Jay, and they are angelic realms. There are extraterrestrial realms. There are some extraterrestrials who happen to have wings, but there's kind of some separate levels of beings.
So, Joan, how do you help people deal with their traumas and to change and move forward and also ascend?
Oh, yes. Okay. So, you know, it's not an instant process. There has to be a willingness. So, you know, I offer several different programs. Let's talk about that. Okay. I have a program where I start to do soul awakening sessions with people. They're one-on-one and they're a deep dive into who you are, why you're here, what your mission is, and your purpose. Okay. Along with that, I have that, my intuition, my superpower, what do I call it? My online intuitive superpower ninja training. And the reason I call it that is that we're in a kind of spiritual warfare right now. So you need to be quick on your feet. You need to trust your gut. And this is the most important thing. You cannot be in an emergency situation. What do I do? And then have to ask yourself 1,000 times and double check it 1,000 times and get frozen. Mm-hmm. So we want to learn how to navigate. So that's what I teach people, how to navigate, how to use your discernment scale, how do you know what your skills are as an intuitive, to trust it. So then we move on and I offer a 6-month coaching program called Soul Mastery Training, Soul Mastery Coaching, because it takes a while. First, you have to let go of what is in your way. Then you have to learn how to up your power from the inside out, align your body, mind, and spirit. That takes practice. In other words, I want you to start practicing with your wings out. You know, that already
The wing thing. Yeah, I'm totally down for that, for real.
That's an ascension process. So it's starting to then ask, how open am I to transformation? How open am I to ascension? How open am I to receiving information? Or how open am I to trusting my intuition as opposed to my logical mind and all the people telling me what to do? Mm-hmm. So it's a process.
Mm-hmm. That's why I love the angel wings, because it does exactly what you just said. For people that are skeptical, I mean, what have you got to lose? Just try it. And you're going to start to feel a shift. I felt it right away. But that is a great stepping stone to help people to start trusting
the
trusting their intuition and also their discernment. So what are you doing right now with it? You know, a lot of people feel right now it's just chaos. In terms of prosperity, how are you maintaining that? What are you doing to maintain that high level of prosperity?
So prosperity is an inside job. That's first thing I'm going to say. This flame has to be burning within you. If you're fortunate enough to be working on your purpose and your passion, whatever happens in the outside world doesn't matter because you're being directed what to do. Mm-hmm. But I would say this, it's a time to really look deep. You have to shift. You know, some people are coming on to HempWorks and being distributors. Some people are stepping back and finding simpler jobs and tasks to do. I do feel that at the current moment of time, if you can align with what your purpose is, then that which your gifts are going to unfold, and you'll see people are going to want to pay you to be that person for them.
Yeah.
Also, there's a lot of that as well, and bartering and trading, but it comes from inside here. If you want to be worth $1 million, you have to feel it from inside out first.
Mm-hmm. What about those people who say, hey, you know, Joan of Angels, you're an angel, you're spiritual, you shouldn't be charging for your gifts. You shouldn't be thinking like that way. Shame on you.
Okay, I'm going to tell you about a lifetime I had. I woke up in a plant medicine ceremony, and there were a group of angels in the corner. I could see them, and they were talking about me. They said, she's a member of the invisible tribe. And the other one said, well, she's about to go visible. So what happened? I opened my eyes, and there I am in India. And I'm an untouchable. I'm in the poorest of the poorest of the poorest. I'm holding a copper bowl that has a couple of those old-fashioned tarot cards in it. And it has like one penny or something. People are walking all over me. And I'm running after them with these cards going, well, don't you know who I am? Don't you know who I am? Well, of course, no one could see who I am. And I could see that that was instant karma for some bad thoughts that I had. But what I'm saying is that it took lifetimes to really regenerate your soul. But in this lifetime, we have the ability to wipe away so much karma. Yeah. Just by this process of feeling that angelic flow within us can Bill, and putting your heart here and feeling it beating out there can so change your frequency for everything. And that's what we have to do now. We have to just, you know, it may look bleak out there, but if we can build up the resilience in here and keep up our gratitude prayers and our visions of, and I do some other secret things that I talk about how I teach you how to actually turn up the meter and anchor it in up there. I do have some, but you have to work with me to get that one. But I do have some tools to make it happen.
All of her secrets right now.
Be very angelic of her.
Because then you'll say, Joan, that didn't work, because it takes practice. You know, it takes training. It takes seeing a picture.
And it's important. It's an exchange. It's like a universal exchange. Joan of Angels, it's just always such a privilege and pleasure to get to know you again and get everybody to get to know you and see what you're about. And obviously the inspiration that you give us too. It's really great that, you know, we get to meet you. Yeah. And again and again. When people go to your site, what experience would you like for them to get out of that? Like, tell us about that. Like, when they visit there, what kind of vibe would you like for them to get?
So I feel okay. It's kind of set up so you can feel like you're stepping into the miraculous.
It's really a really beautiful site.
I'm going to have to tell my web designer, because I just had it redesigned this month.
It looks great.
I want you to experience that. And then, you know, the free ebook is really how to step into your soul purpose. Mm-hmm. So if you get that book, and there's a few other things that go along with it, there's a video, 10 videos of how to find your soul purpose this life. And then take the intuition training, you know, treat yourself as if you matter. Mm-hmm. and know that you actually need these special skills right now. Being the best you can be and waking up is the call that's out for everyone.
Real quick, Joan, how long is the intuition training? Is it one class? Is it an entire course? Is it a month? Is it a day?
It's a 10 video series.
Great.
And the videos go into a lot of depth and a great manual that I did, which is sort of was the introduction to my bigger book that I'm writing. But I have a very thick intuitive guide that goes along with every class and does have that discernment scale in there and how to use it, and has even more. Yeah, you can get it.
Yeah, I got you. I'm trying to conceptualize all this. All right, Joan of Angels, much love to you, soul sister. Thank you again for spending this time with us. Appreciate it. Thank you, everybody, for hanging out with us as you always do. We hope you enjoyed this as much as we did. And remember, when in doubt,
exactly.
Yeah, when in doubt, right? Don't forget. Visit our friends at Joan of Angels. Her link's going to be in the description below. Do check out her courses, and maybe she can help you on your journey called life. And we'll see everybody next time. Thank you.
Thank you so much for tuning in. And together, we are turning the universal key to global harmony, and we are creating a unified world. Thank you so much for tuning in. And remember, tune in often, tell all your friends, and most importantly, may all your dreams come true. Many blessings.
I'd like to share a story. While it may sound fictional, it's very real and happening right now in front of our very eyes. It's called the Great Awakening. Our sisters and brothers that come on Spiritually Raw are doing everything to help expand global consciousness, and in many cases, putting everything on the line to share their messages about what's happening around the world for the greater good of humanity, while exposing the truth of the deep state and the dark forces behind it all. We are living in the most unbelievable times, some may even say biblical, scary for many and yet exhilarating for others. Together, we are taking part in getting everyone acclimated to the Great Awakening process and the exciting new discoveries that lie ahead. The sad part is many of our amazing guests are being heavily censored, socially shamed, and outright banned on many platforms for exposing the truth and piercing the veil. By becoming a viewer, you bring your powerful energy towards this global movement of other truth seekers. If you're resonating with our show, please let us know by hitting the like button, sharing, subscribing, turn on the notification, and leave some comments. Together, we will turn the universal key to global harmony and create a unified world. And remember, tune in often, tell all your friends, and most importantly, may all your dreams come true. Thanks, and God bless, Patriots worldwide.
Hi, everybody. April and Jay here from Spiritually Raw. Welcome to Spiritually Raw Secrets to Broadcasting Riches. Now, you're probably wondering, why did you guys put this course together? Well, this is truly a compilation of all of our experiences, our ups, our downs, our pitfalls, what's worked, what hasn't worked over the past 10 years. And the number one question that we continually get literally to this day is, how are you guys making money broadcasting? So we figured we'd put together a course because there's no better time than right now for everyone to get off the bleachers and start speaking to help raise the vibration of the planet. So we put together a course that is so easy to follow, but not only is it very easy to follow and it's our experiences, but in the course, you're going to meet 10 other people that took it along with us. They are in the journey. You're going to hear about their wins, their losses, their successes, their pitfalls, and what's preventing them or has prevented them from making money in the media world.
So in addition to that, we also understand the fact that we wanted to bring this element to the Secrets to Broadcasting Riches to you. So for those of you who are very serious about saying, okay, I need to give this a go, I got a voice out there, it's time for me to let that voice loose and share my truth with people. And you also need to know, okay, well, how do I do this so I can support my family and make a business out of this, right? So we also tie in the spiritual aspect of it. So in the course, you will learn the specific steps that April and I use to that we connect with at a divine level to get that inspiration that really fuels us on a day-to-day basis, that really gives us the creativity we need, that gives us the direction we need, and really also taps us into our future selves to give us the roadmap so we know that we know with predictability what the outcome of these are going to look like. And you will get that same essence and same feeling as we go through this together.
Now, this course is for everyone. If you're a beginner and you have absolutely no idea where to start, or you've been at it, it could be for months or years, and you're not gaining any financial traction. The easiest way to get to where you want to be is find people or a mentor or experts in the area that you are looking to become an expert in and model what they're doing and model what they've done in the past. And this is exactly verbatim what we have done in this master course.
We've done this for 10 years. We've taken a lot of that out of the way for you. So you don't have to go through that same journey that we have. Okay. You can just go right there, pass go, collect your $200 and hopefully a lot more out of it. Cut out all the fat and everything that comes along with it. This is a really great time. Right now, we need people out there. We need people out there that are expressing their voices, because as you know, this is what your truth is, what will raise the vibration of the planet. And if we can collectively raise this vibration together, we are going to manifest everything that we're hearing out there. And so do your part. If this is on your radar right now to have your own show, to continue your own show and really give it a blast off, take this course. You really want to take this course because it will give you every specific step that you need. And if you like our style, which you know you probably are right now because you're watching it, and much love and thank you for that, then just, we're sharing everything with you. We're putting it all out there for you. So click on the link below.
You know what though?
Yeah.
Don't take our word for it. Forget about everything we just said. All you have to do is go down and watch all the testimonials of the people that have already taken the course. And then make your own decision from there.
Yeah.
All you have to do is watch the testimonials, click the link, and away you go. Much love to each and every one of you, and many blessings.
We'll see you next time. Thank you.